Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy.
You all right?
Sorry, I'm choked up, man. I'm so excited for this baseball game.
Like, you all right?
Yeah, something got in there. Sorry about that. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a fly. Somebody needs to clean these studios.
Oh, don't say clean studio, because he'll be in here with that duster and everything. And he'll sweep it,
need a fly
sweep
swatter.
Sweep it around our feet.
Swallowed a bug. Anyway, midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a game day Wednesday. We will get back into the Braves coming up in about 25 minutes. Going to spend a couple minutes in the college football corner, a couple college football stories we got to get to, and then get back into the Braves tonight. I've got what I think is at least a semi-interesting Freddie Freeman nugget for you coming up in about 20 minutes.
Is it spicy?
It's not. It's like mild. Okay. I wouldn't call it spicy, but it's not bland. It's not spicy. It's mild. It's right there. It's all those right. Mid-level wings that everybody can handle. Okay. We'll get to that coming up in about 20 minutes. The Wendy Zone at 11:40. We always kick off the 11 o'clock hour, though, with the NFL No Huddle, brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up, another way they make you smile. Let's react to the Dan Quinn interview. Big picture first, a couple of the answers second. First of all, what's everybody so mad about? What did you think was going to happen?
My thing is,
we've officially gotten to the point of the Falcon season where everyone's mad about everything because the team is 1-4, and I get it.
I get it.
But don't project.
And my thing is, he's a coach. That's what they do. He's not the only coach to give coach answers and avoid questions or try to talk around questions. That's been going on forever. So back up off my man Hugh and John.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand is, so if you're mad at Dan Quinn for answering the questions the way he answered them, is there anything that he could have said that would have made you happy?
No.
Short of what? I'm quitting?
Yeah.
Like, I'm stepping down? He wasn't going to say that. So if you're out for blood, I don't know what you're looking for there. Secondly, if you've listened to Dan Quinn interviews, and I don't mean this as an insult, but if you've listened to Dan Quinn's interview since he got here,
he's boring.
His answers are always the same.
Yeah.
He always says the same stuff, which is probably a good thing. I mean, that is a symptom of almost every coach in the NFL, especially the good ones. They're not going to give you much.
Exactly.
I mean, occasionally Dan Quinn will give you a little bit more insight into something, or if you ask a question one way, he might correct you and tell you this is actually the way that it goes. But I've interviewed Dan Quinn a handful of times. Those guys have interviewed Dan Quinn every Wednesday for the last 5 years. The interview always sounds the same.
It does. Like, and again, maybe he just ain't got no answers for you.
Well, that's the thing.
Right? And ain't no coach finna answer no question about his job security. Like, whatever, man. And yes, he knows he's responsible for Vic. He knows that.
Sure.
Right? But you need him to say it. That's what my thing is. And I got to get better at that. You just want to hear it come out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm responsible for Vic. Okay, well, don't we all know that already?
Right, but I don't know. I think that there's different scenarios in which that is what is required. Like, in our lives, sometimes you just have to say something to appease, you know, a significant other or whatever. You just have to say you were wrong sometimes, Randy.
That's fine with me.
That's a part of life.
I ain't got no, problem with that.
But I don't think a football coach has to do that. Like, the record is 1-4. Clearly, a lot of things are wrong. Like, what else do you need to know?
I don't know.
The Falcons have 5 sacks in 5 games. Okay. I mean, obviously, things are wrong.
Dude, he just said they are one of the league leaders in forced fumbles. Are you serious?
Now, he probably didn't need to say that.
Like
that seems like an irrelevant thing to mention.
Recover them.
Okay, you haven't recovered them. That would be like saying we're the league leader in getting close to the quarterback. Tackle him to the ground.
That's my head.
Like almost, yeah, almost stats, man. I don't care about almost stats. Dan Quinn did talk when asked about what it takes to get to the quarterback better.
A lot to get right in our rush. It's 4 guys that it takes to go together, coverage, everything. If we can create some better third down opportunities, it certainly makes the ops to rush better because of, you know, now it's not, you know, out so quickly. But we're committed to doing that in any way.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair answer as well. If they had third and longs, the other team had third and longs, That'd be a good situation for the Falcons pass rushers. I don't even know if the Texans had any third downs in the second half.
They were 10 of 13 for the game.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying?
But it was a bunch of third and ones.
Yeah. But my thing is, I mean, the quarterbacks, they do get the ball out their hands. Okay, that's fine. But not all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the quick game, it works, you know. But it ain't all the time. When you got those opportunities to get after the pass, you got to do that. To me, even with this pass rush, they don't got to get the ball. They don't have to run quick games against this Falcons pass rush because they don't get there. They don't get there. Now, sometimes there is some pressure. And you see quarterback got to throw the ball away. Marcus Mariota had to break contain and throw the ball away. Okay, I get all that. But, I mean, you do it more on a consistent basis and get the dude on the ground.
I also don't necessarily agree, and you could tell me if I'm incorrect on this one. I mean, I understand pass rush to a certain extent has to be four guys working together. But it can also just be one guy beating his man and getting to the quarterback and sacking him down. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a group effort. It can be. It doesn't necessarily have to be communicated between the four of them that this is what's about to happen on this play. I mean, you just have a guy out on the edge. Just get to the quarterback.
They're five sacks, Andy.
Put him on the ground.
They're five sacks.
I know that.
And I'm looking at but
that's the least amount in the NFL.
The crazy thing is they're down there. Denver surprises me that, you know, when you got a Von Miller and all that. But I ain't worried about that. I don't work for, you know, a radio station in Denver. I work for a radio station in Atlanta. Five sacks. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And that was the biggest. And I think that's the most frustrating thing, Bunk, is that was probably the biggest emphasis this offseason. The biggest.
Was it, though?
Yes.
In what way?
Defensively.
Okay.
Defensively.
Because in order.
No, it was O-line. Overall, on offense,
from
it was
a personnel
O-line.
Standpoint.
Yes. But I'm talking
drafting,
about, I'm talking
free
about
agents,
the emphasis.
Because they
on
didn't
that
really
defense.
Add anything.
They didn't.
And they weren't good at getting to the quarterback last year.
And that was the thing. I was like,
or the year before. And they didn't add anything to the defensive line. So, like, the emphasis was, and that's.
It was, it was
that's
the pass
why people
rush.
Are so mad at Dan Quinn.
Yeah, it was a pass rush.
It's because they didn't add anything to the defensive line other than Dan Quinn being the defensive coordinator and giving us an assurance that he was going to fix certain guys. Well, again, like, I don't need Dan Quinn to tell me that that's not working. I watch the football games. I got eyes. I got eyeballs in my head, Randy.
Yep.
And I've seen them not get to the quarterback time and time and time again, especially the guy that he told us specifically he was going to fix.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why people are so mad about it.
And I'd be mad, too.
But if the Falcons were 4-1 and Vic Beasley had 1.5 sacks, I wouldn't really care as
It'd
much.
It'd be different, but
I'd be frustrated, but I wouldn't care as much. Exactly. Everything's gone wrong.
Yes.
Basically.
And everything is magnified when you lose.
Yes.
Everything.
And we've gotten to the point of the season where everyone's turning on one another, including people's girlfriends on social media, which we'll get to in just a minute. Dan Quinn also said this about maybe making some personnel changes on the defense.
Well, we certainly, starting in the secondary first, and Sheffield, you know, got more work last week and more turns as he got started, and so he certainly earned that. I think you guys feel the speed that he has, so that's a good matchup, when you have that kind of speed and you can play down and square at the line.
So Kendall Sheffield got on the field a little bit more last week, meaning that Isaiah Oliver wasn't on the field as much last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, if you had a pass rush, a lot of these guys would be benefiting from that.
Yeah.
Not to excuse some of the bad play that's happened in the secondary as well.
It's been bad.
It's been a full unit effort to be as bad as you are. I mean, you give up that many points to the Texans, everyone pretty much has to be bad. I just wonder at this point, like, are people out? Are they out on Isaiah Oliver now? Like, he's five games into his second season.
Five games.
That's a pretty big disaster if he's already proven to you that he's not good enough to play in the NFL.
But the thing with Sheffield is Sheffield's a rookie. I mean, he got his feet wet yesterday. I mean, I'm sorry, last week as far as being on the field. But is he the guy that's going to change, you know, the fortunes back there? And maybe he does get a pick this week. I know one thing that he's going to have to play. Oliver's going to have to play. Like Dan said, you're going to have some extra rushers because what they do in Arizona, they sit in the shotgun. They put that little dude back there in the shotgun. They run out of it, and they're going to throw at it. So you got to get your rush. And the thing about it, it's going to be quick. So that's why you got to have a lot of bodies. So like Fricky said to him, Kaminsky and all these guys have got to play this week and play well.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. I don't know where answers are coming from. I don't know if the answers are on the roster. You can't really add guys at this point of the season all that much. So it'll be interesting what they try to come up this weekend against the Cardinals. And we'll talk to Dave Archer more about it coming up at 12:20 in our lunchtime Falcons report. Speaking of people turning on each other, apparently Deion Jones posted a picture of him making a tackle in the game against the Texans. Rightfully so. Falcons fans didn't have a whole lot of time for that. Like, I'm with you on this one, Randy. I don't necessarily understand. Like, I get it. Everyone's wanting to shine for Instagram and all that stuff. But, like, you give up 53 points on a weekend.
Nobody wants to see no pictures of you tackling.
I don't see pictures of you tackling people.
Dude.
But then people post mean stuff about it, and then Deion Jones' girlfriend's in the comments arguing with people. Yeah. Like, we very quickly got into a bad point this season with
bad.
The Falcons.
But, I mean, okay, first of all, you always you defend your man. You defend like,
and I'm all for
and
that.
I'm all for
defend
that.
Your man.
But my thing is, dude, nobody, and it's not. And I love you know how I feel about Debo, but it's not just him. It's like, dude, y'all just got y'all butt kicked, and you nobody don't want to see that. You know, and that's I'm like, are you serious, dude? Y'all just got beat down. And you, well, what was that one time? You know, you look at stuff differently, or you walking out of the stadium, fresh, so clean with a dumb with a crazy quote from Michelangelo or somebody, you know, Vinci or whoever. And you're like, really, dude? Y'all just got the hell beat out of you. Nobody don't care about your shirt or your chain
or your Leonardo da Vinci quote.
Leonardo da Vinci quote.
Da Vinci code and all that. What?
Yeah, it's just like
somebody put
serious?
A Leonardo da Vinci quote up with a nice shirt.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just an example.
Just an example.
Oh, okay.
Dude. I do it for the fans. I promise I won't let you down. Man, shut up. Man, shut up and go get a biscuit.
All right, the college football corner coming up in 10 minutes.
Let's get some money away, handful, man.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah, good call.
Get a biscuit.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
basketball. The code word for this hour is basketball. You have until 11:59 to text basketball to 72881 from your cell phone. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive, please, people. For complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules. Again, the word for this hour is basketball. You have until 11:59 to text it to 72881.
Like we said, we'll get into some college football coming up in 10 minutes. I also have a not spicy but mild Freddie Freeman nugget for you coming up in about 10 minutes as well. I think we have found, though, in the NFL, the silliest story of the year thus far. And just get ready. Like, buckle up, because the 49ers are pretty good, which means there's going to be Richard Sherman quotes and Richard Sherman stories every single week.
Right.
You hear a lot from Richard the last couple of years when the 49ers weren't very good.
No, but he's talking now.
Oh, he's talking
now. He yippity-yappity.
Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Richard is the loudest guy in the room when he's on a winning football team, and it looks like the 49ers are pretty good. So get used to Richard Sherman being a storyline. But this handshake thing is the goofiest story of the year.
Like,
because he made it up.
He made it up.
He made it.
Why?
Baker Mayfield shook his hand.
Why?
I don't know.
And
why would you lie about something
about
like
it is,
that?
I don't think it's a big deal. Like, everybody wants to make it a
big deal.
Just
it's
like, I didn't
it's
think it was
weird.
It's like I didn't think it was a big deal that Baker didn't want to shake his hand. So?
But he did shake his
but
hand.
But he did, exactly. It's, that's what I'm like. But my thing
it's
is.
It's so weird to lie
my,
about
my
it.
My thing is, why were you making such a big deal out of him? You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? Like, is it really that big a deal?
Sure, it's not.
No. And just like Sherman's reaction, I'm like, dude, you got caught. All right? It was a dumb thing to do. You got caught. Move on. But no, he got to keep going with it because people got to keep going at him because they don't like Sherm, so you got to go at Sherm. Like, really? Is it that serious?
It's absolutely not serious. It's silly to me. But
it's stupid.
It just makes me laugh.
Handshake gate. Like we
and,
got, we
and then
got
you're right. Then he did double down on it and say,
well,
down. Yeah, but it was a petty handshake.
Yeah.
Right, but that's not what you said. You said
but that's not what you said.
Shake your hand, but then also, like, who cares if you shook your hand, but then also, why did you make up the story about it?
And Sherm's a smart brother, very educated
smart.
Brother. Did you not think they weren't going to have some video evidence?
There's cameras everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Like, I don't know, man. I hope we find a sillier story than that at some point this NFL season. But so far, this is the one. This was kind of silly, too. Sam Darnold had to miss a bunch of games because he had mono. He's cleared to return for the Jets.
Yep, they're playing Dallas this weekend. And also,
what is it? Your spleen? His spleen has shrunk back to normal size.
And Lincoln Riley would. Oh, he doesn't want to go to the Redskins. Who wants the damn Redskins
job? Yeah, no
one does. And plus, Lincoln Riley's going to have his choice of job.
Yeah, why would you leave Oklahoma for that crap job?
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't do that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the college football corner. Some interesting comments from a Texas defensive back as the back and forth for the Red River Shootout continues. I've also got what I like, a story of a kid from West Virginia who's skipping eligibility in college football to join the XFL.
Got to get to the ground,
is
baby.
Is he starting a trend? We'll get to that and more coming up next in the College Football Corner. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That tonight's going to be a good night.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Poor Adam Silver. He's trying desperately to play both ends against the middle in the overheated debate about Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey's tweet last weekend, and it isn't working out so well for him. The NBA's international incident began when Morey tweeted, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong," in response to the unrest in Hong Kong that the Chinese government has been trying to put down, often violently. The Chinese were offended. How dare anyone question their dictatorial ways? The NBA does a lot of business in China, and so everyone began backpedaling furiously. seriously after the Rockets owner, the league's PR department, and James Harden had all weighed in with mea culpas. Silver did too. He loves China, loves all the Chinese people. He's sorry this happened, but yeah, Maury does have the right to speak his mind. Whoops. The Chinese disagree with that notion. NBA telecasts scheduled for China have been canceled. Free speech? Not on our watch. I'm John Feinstein.
Ugh, those nachos were rough on my stomach.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
try new Pepto-Bismol Liquid Caps for fast relief and ultra coating.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset,
new Pepto-Bismol Liquid Caps. Use as directed.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ugh, those nachos were rough on my stomach.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea, try new Pepto-Bismol Liquid Caps for fast relief and ultra coating.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion,
new Pepto-Bismol Liquid Caps. Use as directed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's pitching to the edge. The Dogs bark it in the first half.
When it comes to the SEC, nobody's got you covered like us. Every hit, every down, every play here.
Dogs answer quickly.
Catch the season's biggest matchups here. This is your home for the SEC in Atlanta, because the SEC plays here.
What an answer from Georgia.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's time to get up. Casper just brought something big to Atlanta, and it's changing everything for the better. Better mornings, better meetings, better work, better play, better moves, better grooves, better everything. What is this, some kind of magic? Well, yeah, kinda. It's the magical, mystical, and actually very scientific superpower of sleep. Have you tried it? Of course you have. But you haven't tried it like this. Casper's award-winning mattresses and bedding are designed specifically for better sleep. And now, you can experience it all for yourself at the new Casper Sleep Shop, now open at Pond City Market and Lenox Square. You can chat with a commission-free sleep specialist, try the comfy mattresses, sheets, and pillows in a private space, and even walk out with your dream bed the very same day. So if you're ready to experience the magic of great sleep, visit Casper at Pond City Market or Lenox Square. Better sleep, better everything is just around the corner. We'll see you there.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Studios, driven by Kia, the official car of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Hugh Douglas here. Computer systems in cars are the new normal. From electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks down. That's why you need CarShield. CarShield has affordable protection that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work for you. It's that simple. CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while your car's being fixed. All this for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers. So drive with confidence, knowing you have the coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles on your car or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, at some point it's going to break down. Get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. That's 800-CAR-6000. And mention code HUGH, or visit carshield.com and use promo code HUGH to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code H-U-G-H. A deductible may apply.
Your new sports and outdoors destination is officially here. Academy Sports and Outdoors is now open at 3720 Buford Drive. Whether you're cheering on the Georgia Bulldogs, spending a day fishing on Lake Lanier, gearing your kids up for the season, or just having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need at the best prices. Visit us today to score great deals on Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and so much more. The Buford Academy Sports and Outdoors is now open at 3720 Buford Drive. Come in, get what you need, then go outside and play.
Got a big surprise for you, Dari.
What you got, Ben?
Best surprise ever.
Ever?
Buckle up.
Ready.
R.S. Andrews' big surprise is...
is...
10.
Okay, no surprise.
Wait, what?
No surprise.
Is it a surprise?
These days,
cause...
when we say, you call, we come.
It's fixed, right.
What's missing? Surprise. R.S. Andrews means no surprise.
No surprise is...
our big surprise.
I don't know.
Okay, take our no surprise pricing.
The price you agree to is the final price.
Even if more work is needed while we're there.
Right. A promise is a promise.
Some find that...
surprising?
Was gonna say reassuring.
That too.
Like calling when we're on our way.
So you won't waste time.
Waiting and wondering.
Some find that surprising.
Not once they get used to R.S. Andrews.
Because we're the no surprise guys.
Arrive when promised.
Get right to work.
Doing only the work that's needed.
Air conditioning, plumbing.
Electrical too.
I like this surprise, no surprise thing.
No surprise to me.
How can we make you smile today?
He's Dari.
He's Ben.
We're rsandrews.com.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Another sports flash, just moments away.
Atlanta football fans, join Harry Douglas, Paul Crane, and 92.9 The Game at J.R. Crickets in College Park off Main Street this Sunday, starting at 2. Hang out with the guys for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff show as they preview Atlanta versus Arizona.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Tanitra Batiste. The Braves will need to invoke their relentless motto in tonight's winner-take-all Game 5 of the NLDS. Braves have lost their last four winner-take-all games, but manager Brian Sicker said all hands are on deck to get this Game 5 win, including potentially inserting Adam Duvall into the lineup.
I can't think to a man that anybody's going to not be ready to go and be available. I think it's definitely an all hands on deck. You know, guys are going to be excited and anxious and ready to go.
Cue up that Pastor Troy in Cobb County with that remix for Bone Crusher. That's my personal favorite. I think Andy and Randy would agree.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And the Falcons continue to prepare for the Cardinals with practice in Phoenix this week. Coach Dan Quinn told John and Hugh earlier that while the teams mirror each other in one key category, the Falcons have to do a better job of making pressuring the QB pay dividends.
You'd be surprised. The two teams that lead the league in forced fumbles are Arizona and Atlanta. And now we have not recovered all those. We're not the leaders in that space, or neither are they. But what I do know is that, you know, for us to be the team we have to, that has to come alive.
Falcons are currently ranked last in the NFL in sacks, which may be why Coach also said he's considering blitzing more. In five games, they've recorded 5 sacks, which ranks tied with the Broncos and the Dolphins. Grady Jarrett leads the team with 2 sacks. Vic Beasley has a sack and a half. Adrian Claiborne, 1, and Tack McKinley, a half sack. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens and bringing all that old school R&B, hip-hop, and all that stuff your way, I'm Tanitra Batiste from the Kia Studios on your home for Sunday's Falcons-Cardinals game, kickoff at 4. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football with the world's greatest flag football kicker, Andy Bunker.
Big freaking deal.
And the best tight end in UGA history, Randy McMichael.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Wednesday. Coming up in 20 minutes, the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams in studio with us here on the midday show.
Bang.
There you go. But first, some college football news and notes. We're going to get back into the Braves in about 5 minutes as well, including an interesting yet not spicy Freddie Freeman nugget that I'll throw your way coming up in 5 minutes. Before we get there,
I can't wait for that.
I know you wanted to talk about what some of the Texas defensive players were saying to Jalen Hurts about this rivalry versus the rivalry that he's used to having played in the Iron Bowl and some other SEC games when he was the quarterback at Alabama.
Yeah, I found it interesting that these guys, and it was who was it? It was
B.J. Foster.
B.J. Foster. He's a safety. Good player. Good player. Very good player. And, you know, they asked Jalen about this rivalry and everything, and he basically was saying, you know, played in big rivalry game. I played in the Iron Bowl, which is a very physical hatred for teams.
It might be the biggest one. Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, but for him to sit up there and talk about, he better slide and all that, man, miss me with that. Do you know who that is? Do you know how big and strong and physical that boy is that's named Jalen Hurts? Man, please. I hope Jalen go out there. I hope they get into a one-on-one in open field.
Ooh.
Oh, and Jalen just give him the business.
I hope so, too.
You know what I'm saying? Because that just – the boy, I mean, he's not lying. Now, no, I know that historic, you know, the Red River shootout is a big-time game.
Why does everyone call it showdown now? It's the shootout.
Because, you know, politically correct.
We got it. Why do we got to change names of rivalry games?
Yeah, because people get butt hurt about
really, about
it.
That?
Yeah, people get butt hurt about everything nowadays.
All right.
But about that, I'm just like, hey, what – I mean, are you really – that hurt or upset that he said that? He's not saying it's not a big game.
Right, he just says he's been in big games.
He just said he's been in big games.
He's road tested. And he is.
And he is.
He's a national champion.
Dude, I mean, the dude been in national championships, bro.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, I like that this is happening. I like that because we talked a little bit yesterday about the horns down thing, and that might be a penalty, and now there's a little trash talk between some of the players. It was already going to be a great game.
Right.
I mean, it's a great rivalry. Texas is good. Oklahoma looks like one of the best teams in the country. To me, this is the opportunity for Jalen Hurts, one of the first real big opportunities for Jalen Hurts this year, to make that declarative statement. Like,
right.
He's one of the Heisman favorites right
now.
Yes,
he is.
And Oklahoma looks like one of the national championship favorites. They go out there and do to Texas what they're going to try to do to Texas on Saturday.
I hope they beat Texas down, too.
I kind of do, too.
Just because of the Tom Herman.
Yeah,
place.
Tom Herman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Texas is one of those, and look, I know Texas has a great football history
that. Yes.
But they're one of those programs that even when they're not great, like feels like they're obligated to be talked about
if
they are great.
It's Texas,
and that's fine.
That's fine.
But if you're not good, you're not good. And I think that they are good this year. I think that they're a better team than they have been in the past. I just feel like we've got to treat teams with a year-by-year assessment. Like if your team's not good this year, I'm sorry, I'm going to talk about your team not being good this year, even though you're Texas. I'm sorry. That's just the way that it goes. And I hope Jalen Hurts scores a touchdown and puts his horns down.
I
hope he does.
Because you know one thing, Lincoln Riley ain't going to bench him.
No, of course not.
Lincoln Riley ain't going to bench him.
Bench Jalen Hurts. Okay. I hope he scores a big touchdown late in the fourth quarter and puts the horns down.
So annoying.
All right, one other story, and then we'll get back into the Braves. Kenny Robinson Jr. You ever heard that name before?
I have not.
Yeah, probably a lot of people haven't. Kenny Robinson Jr. kind of got kicked out of West Virginia for what they're calling academic fraud. He probably cheated on a test or something like that.
Yeah.
Who hasn't cheated on a test? I don't feel, you know, I'm not mad at Kenny for that.
Would you be mad if Kenny was cheating off your paper, though?
No, I'd probably let him if he was good enough and he was going to help the team win the football game that weekend. No, Kenny, it's actually C.
Wow.
The answer to 12 is C. I want Kenny on the field. Kenny's not going to be on the field. And instead of transferring and sitting out a year and going someplace else, Kenny still has college eligibility. Kenny's going to go play in the XFL.
Okay.
He is the first college football player with college eligibility left that is declared for the XFL. So he's going to go play in that league with guys that have been in the NFL before, with guys that probably aren't quite good enough to play in the NFL at this point,
right,
and try to go make a little bit of money, improve his draft stock that way, and then enter his name into the NFL draft when it comes around. If it works, do you think Kenny Robinson Jr. is the first of many to do this? Because Kenny's a guy that's probably going to get drafted in the NFL as well. He just wants to hone his craft this way and make a little money while he's doing it, getting ready for the combine.
Hold on. Okay, I'm looking at this payout. It says the league will feature a tiered salary structure with one player paid between $250,000 and $600,000, which is probably the quarterback.
Probably.
Three of those players will be paid $150,000 to $175,000. And then 23 players will be paid between $70,000 and $100,000. 18 players between $50,000 and $70,000.
Yeah.
Okay. That's some nice money for you.
$70,000, and it's, I mean, you don't have to lie about it.
You
know, you don't have to get it under the table in a bag from a booster. You're going to get it legally from the league that you're playing in. And then you go out there and you play well, and look, he's still a young guy. I like it. It's creative to me. I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't either.
But it's creative to me. And if it's something that does work, maybe it provides a different path for college football players that, I don't know, want to get paid while they're getting ready to play in the NFL.
It's great. They're having a draft soon.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the draft is in February.
Yeah, but hey, man, if that's what you feel like you need to do, my man, go ahead, man. I mean, maybe he's just tired of college. Maybe that's why he was
He
was cheating.
Didn't want to study for tests
to finish something. But, yeah, hey, good luck to him. That's all I can say. Good luck to him.
All right. We'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up in 15 minutes. Let's get back to the Braves and the role that Freddie Freeman is going to have to play tonight.
Well, it's just more frustrating for the guys in the middle lineup that aren't coming through, me personally. Those guys have been an amazing job so far in the series, so hopefully we can join in on the fun on Wednesday.
Here's my potentially interesting Freddie Freeman nugget. Are you ready? Tell me if you care about this or not.
Tell me
how much you care
about
it.
Let me hear it.
They had an open workout at the ballpark yesterday.
Okay.
Reporters were on hand to view some of the workout. A lot of guys were seen on the field working out. Freddie Freeman wasn't one of them. So Freddie Freeman took the day off yesterday from the workout. which I think is good.
Okay.
I think Freddie needs rest.
Okay.
But is that something that concerns you? Freddie, given what we've seen him play like, given the fact that I think we all agree it's probably the elbow
that
that's leading
me?
To him not
no,
be able to play.
No, it doesn't concern me. I'm glad that they gave him the day off.
I think it's a good thing that he
did
that.
Thing. Yeah. I think it's a great thing that they gave him the day off, man, because he needs it, especially if he's ailing the way he is. And anytime you can just restrict yourself from any movement. I mean, I don't even want to go through BP today. Just chill. Your first time you pick up a bat today should be the bottom of the first.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? What did we see in game one? You saw Chris Martin. You know, you just warm-up pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he's done. Like I said, I don't want anything. If he gets hurt hitting the ball when it actually counts, okay. But I'd be so upset if he irritated in BP or something.
I would too. But at the same time, I would want to test it a little or maybe get a feel a little, because the thing we keep talking about with these guys, Randy, with everybody, that John Smoltz told us last week that is a huge factor for Folty today – is you want to do everything the same, right? Yeah. Like, you want to treat this game as if it's any other game.
Yeah.
So, look, I get it. Freddie Freeman's elbow is not the same as it's been. But doing that would be an obvious admission that it's not okay.
I get all that. And that can go back to your routine and all that. Well, if you're injured, you can kind of alter that routine. Like, if somebody's hurt, if somebody's used to going out and doing types a warm-up or something and you got a hammy or something, you're not going to do that full workout. You're going to do as less as you can, because if you're going to hurt it or pull it or whatever you're going to do, you want to actually do it while you're playing the game. And so, like I said, I really didn't do a lot of on-field workouts before the game because I thought it was pointless, because I'm going back inside the locker room and I'll cool back down and tighten back up. But with that being said, if I had something wrong, I wouldn't go as hard. And the thing with Freddie is that Freddie's trying to find his way through this. He is gutting his way through this right now. But the thing about it is he ain't going nowhere. That's what I'm saying. We talk about lineup changes and everything. Well, you know what? As bad as he's been struggling, Freddie's still going to be in three-hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Josh Johnson's going to be in the four. Mark Aiken's going to be at the five.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, that's possibly that Dansby can go there or six or whatever. I've been hearing all that. But the guys that are struggling are going to be where they are. Like you said yesterday, I mean, for the last game, hell, all they need to go is 1-for-9.
Right.
1-for-9.
Get one of those hits in and you win
the game, and we're not talking about this.
They're 5-of-32 with runners in scoring position in the series. If they're 4-of-32, sorry. If they're 5-of-32, then the series is probably over. And in the two games that they've lost, they're a combined 1-for-20 with runners in scoring position.
Which is so bad.
Clearly, that's the issue. And it's the guys right there in the middle of the lineup, which does beg the question, Randy, and I agree with you, Freddie's going to be batting third today. He just is. I mean, they said it. If he's able to put his jersey on, Freddie Freeman's going to be out there, whether he takes batting practice or whatever. I'm still concerned about his elbow. I was concerned about his elbow before the series started.
You really were.
And he can't hit, so I continue to be concerned about his elbow.
But tell me this. When he hit that home run, did all your concerns go away?
No.
I mean,
I was happy.
Okay.
I was happy about it.
My
concerns didn't go away because the Braves were still losing in the ninth inning of that game.
I'm talking about him.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because mine did. I was like, oh, yeah, there go Freddie. And then
what Joe Patrick said, actually, not to us yesterday. He saved this information for John and Hugh this morning for whatever reason, giving them better info than he's given us.
Damn it, Joe.
He saw Freddie trying to leg out a grounder
in game two and rolled his ankle a little bit
and hasn't been the same since
then.
Could
that be it?
So maybe it isn't the elbow. Maybe it actually is something else that's bothering him. Here's what we know. Freddie's batting third.
Yeah.
What we don't necessarily know is if Nick Markakis is going to stay at fifth,
we
and if they toy with the idea of moving Dansby up. We'll get back into that a little bit later in the show.
Oh, yeah. Andy, on Wednesday, October 23rd, you know what that is? That is our Rock and Jock Celebrity Bowling Tournament that's benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. And it's at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs. We're going to have some celebrities on site like Brian Jordan and Marquise Grissom. It is a two-game bowling tournament with trophies that Andy likes and prizes. For ticket information, go to the events page on 929thegame.com.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Top of the 12 o'clock hour, we will get to the most important audio in the world and back into what the Braves need to do tonight and get into that lineup conversation as well. Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Be relentless,
this
Randy.
This is like the greatest drunk song in the world,
It is the greatest drunk song.
Yes.
What else is better than this? Like Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks? Yeah. That's a good drunk song. All right, we'll come back. Get to the Wendy Zone after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're back at J.R. Crickets in College Park. Every away game, join Paul Crane and Harry Douglas as they get you game ready, talking all things Falcons.
Holy goodness smokes!
When the Falcons are away, we play at J.R. Crickets.
Ready?
3529 Main Street in College Park. Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio
92.9 The Game.
Hey, Andy Bunker here for Get Upside. Get Upside is the gas app that I've been using on my smartphone for the last handful of months to save money on gas, and you can be doing the same thing too. Many of you already are. And many of you who learned about it from this show, I appreciate you've let me know. You've either sent me a message on Twitter, maybe you've even tweeted at me and told me that you've been using Get Upside to save money on gas. And I'm happy about that, because if there's one thing that you know that Randy and I care about a lot on this show, is being frugal. And we drive a lot in Atlanta. We're not cheapskates, but we're always looking for a good deal. And if you can save 25 cents, up to 25 cents, every single time that you fill up at the tank, well, then you're going to be saving money, and that's important to us. Also, if it's your first time using GetUpside, if you have yet to download the GetUpside app, you can use my last name, Bunker, B-U-N-K-E-R, Bunker, as the promo code and save an additional 20 cents off per gallon. So download GetUpside today and immediately start saving money on gas.
Homeowners, are you a Georgia Power customer looking for the best in smart home technology? You can now sign up for an award-winning smart home security system from Vivint, a Georgia Power preferred provider that lets you control your smart home devices right from your smartphone. From smart locks and lights to an automated smart thermostat, Vivint has solutions you need to protect your home and help manage your energy use. Go to georgiapower.com/radio for free installation. That's georgiapower.com/radio. Packages starting at $39.99 per month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. See georgiapower.com/radio. For license numbers.
Men, for some of us, intimacy is over quicker than we or our partners would like. This may be due to a condition known as PE. PE is not a sign of weakness. It's a true medical condition that can lead to avoidance of intimacy and strained relationships. Unfortunately, there are no FDA-approved treatments for PE, but doctors in Atlanta are hoping to change that and are conducting a research study of an investigational medication hoped to treat it. So if intimacy ends much sooner than you'd like it to, why not learn if you're eligible to participate in this study at absolutely no cost to you? Visit lastlongerstudy.com or call 678-909-8100 to learn more. Your call will be handled discreetly by a medical professional. Call 678-909-8100. That's 678-909-8100.
Some people pay a premium to see their heroes work their magic, but at the Talladega Garage Experience, you get prime access without the price tag. Spend your weekend watching your team gear up, then go to Gatorade Victory Lane to help them celebrate.
Changing plans left and right, I hate to be that guy, but I just got a brand new truck and I just want to drive. Back and forth, to and fro, up and down the highway. No need to find a parking spot, just gonna do it my way.
Put the fun back in getting there with a new truck from Mall of Georgia Ford. Like a new 2019 Ford F-150 XLT. 0% APR for 72 months. That's right, 0% for 72 months with no money down. Plus, shop new F-150s starting under 27 grand. We even got a customer with a 567 credit score approved at 1.9% APR. An unbelievable interest rate. Every deal is different, so come see us off Buford Drive or shop mallofgeorgiaford.com.
Every journey starts right here at Mall of Georgia Ford.
Monthly $13.89 for $1,000 finance with approved credit plus tax, tech, title, and Georgia lemon law fee.
Hey, get this. I'm getting free delivery on my groceries this month.
Free? How are you doing that?
Just by using code HOMEFREE on the Walmart grocery app.
That's for all your groceries? What about fresh fruit for your kids' lunches?
Free delivery.
Veggies for weeknight dinner?
A free delivery.
And that dinner party you're hosting?
Free delivery! Sorry.
Use code HOMEFREE to get free delivery all month. Walmart. Save money, live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires October 31st.
Have you heard about the new all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare? The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from UnitedHealthcare includes coverage for all your healthcare needs, from medical and hospital insurance to prescription drug coverage, all rolled into one convenient plan. The AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens plan from UnitedHealthcare also offers you a low monthly premium, $0 copays on Tier 1 prescription drugs filled at Walgreens, and a free gym membership, so you have the freedom to spend your money the way you choose. Finally, the freedom you've earned in a Medicare plan you deserve. Go to AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com for all the plan details. That's AARP Medicare Advantage Walgreens.com. Limitations and exclusions apply. Benefits and features vary by plan. AARP is isn't an insurer, doesn't recommend products, and encourages you to evaluate your needs. United Healthcare contracts directly with Walgreens for this plan. AARP and its affiliates are not parties to this contractual relationship. $0 copay not available at non-preferred pharmacies. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11 64GB $0 a month and iPhone 11 Pro 64GB $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease supply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30 activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply.
Another sports flash. Just moments away.
Hey, Atlanta Falcons fans. Tune in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game 2 hours before every Falcons game for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. Harry Douglas and Paul Crane will preview the Falcons matchup and the keys to the game. Plus, join the guys before every Falcons home game as they broadcast live from the Home Depot backyard. Countdown to Kickoff is brought to you by Bud Light. Brewed for the Dirty Birds.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Tanitra Batiste. Falcons are in Arizona preparing for their game against the Cardinals on Sunday. Coach Dan Quinn told The Morning Show that they didn't overthink the decision to stay on the road, but choosing not to come back to Atlanta does come at a time when the Falcons need to reset in maybe a different setting.
You know, when you're here, you kind of need this isolation when you're not hitting it on the cylinders that you want to. Sometimes being out all together 24-7, you get more time to get together, more time to go through things. It wasn't any thought other than just, hey, we had 2 trips out west, and so let's do it together. But sometimes it happens at the time you need it.
And the Braves will host the Cardinals in a winner-take-all game 5 tonight. Mike Fultonevich didn't allow a run in 7 innings of work in game 2, retired his last 11 batters, and takes the mound tonight. And Fulte said that even when he was in AAA with Adam Duvall and Rafael Ortega, they saw themselves contributing this postseason.
Duvall, Ortega, I mean, all those guys were down there with me, and we all had one goal in mind still, and we wanted to get back up here and, you know, help these boys get to where they'd be, and just kept my head down and kept working and pounding to get to where we are today. I knew we'd be in this situation, and we just got to go out and execute.
And just to confirm, we now know that Adam Duvall will be in the lineup in the number 7 spot tonight. Number 6, that is. Number 6, reading is fundamental. Fultonevich will face Jack Flaherty in a rematch of Game 2. Nats Dodgers also have a winner-take-all Game 5 tonight with Steven Strasburg facing Walker Buehler. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Tanitra Batiste from the Kia Studios on your home for Sunday's Falcons-Cardinals game, kickoff at 4. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Falcons football has returned.
It's officially football season. Catch all the action of every game here.
Win on three. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Football is back.
Catch our exclusive coverage of our Falcons all season long.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Wednesday. Game Day Wednesday, Elimination Game Wednesday. Braves-Cardinals tonight at 5:02 at SunTrust Park. And we have the lineup. The lineup is officially out. Ronald Acuna batting leadoff, not surprising. Ozzie Albies second. Freddie Freeman third, as everyone knew he would be. Josh Donaldson is fourth. Nick Markakis is fifth and playing right field tonight.
Right.
So he's in the same spot, but he's playing right field tonight because Adam Duvall is batting sixth and playing left field. Brian McCann catching. Dansby Swanson staying in the 8 hole and playing shortstop. And, of course, Mike Fultonevich on the mound.
Man, don't know why. I just saw that, and it's got me just so
Because
ready.
It's more
I'm
real.
So excited.
Yeah,
and the more real it gets, the better.
And I'm hanging out tonight with the people, so I need a good spot to go watch the bar.
And you just decided this in the commercial break.
What's a good Braves bar up in Gwinnett somewhere to go and just hang out?
I
got my Braves shirt on that I'm wearing all day.
You're road ready.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to go hang out tonight.
Let him know.
Yeah.
At RandyMac81 on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out tonight.
Or on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line.
Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929.
Seafood.
You want seafood?
Yeah.
Okay, somewhere with seafood and preferably liquor.
Oh, yeah, I ain't going nowhere without no liquor.
And Braves games on TV. Somebody up in Gwinnett could let you know
where
that's
at. Try to hook me up.
If you want to hang out with Randy tonight, let him know.
I ain't say y'all hanging out with me. I just say I want to go somewhere and hang out. You know,
take a lot of selfies with Randy.
Sit down like we boys. Yeah. Hey, Randy, how you doing? How are you?
It's going to happen, Randy.
If you see Randy in public today, go up. Bro hugs. I won't be there, so I won't be there to give bro hugs. Go give him a bro hug. He'd love it.
He'll
really, really like it.
Randy's a big fan of selfies,
and tell
too.
Him you love him, like Harry Douglas said. All right, time for the Wendy Zone. We'll get to the most important audio in the world coming up in 15 minutes. Get back into that lineup conversation. Just a couple changes, nothing major. But still, we know who's playing tonight in Game 5. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I'm very excited about tonight's game. I'm actually getting to the airport early because my flight's not until around 8 o'clock. I'll be there right at 5 at some bar with the Braves game on.
What time's your flight? 8?
8.
Oh, man.
I know.
So you're going to see, like, the first 6 innings.
I know. I'm gonna watch it on the flight, or I'll be very disappointed. I hope I'm happy when I land if I don't have TV.
But that's a tough one when you get in an airplane and you're not going to be able to follow the game.
There's no
you'll be able to. There's internet up there.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
No, I'm going to be following the game, whether it costs me an arm and a leg. I'm going to be following the Braves tonight. Yeah. Well, I played a clip yesterday of probably one of the most exciting calls of a Hail Mary pass. It was Tom Cleary. He was on the ESPN 3 broadcast. It was a Division II game, and this is what he sounded like.
He wants to keep some people off the line of scrimmage. Brenner Pettis trying to get some push. Brenner's going to get it there, no doubt about it. What's going to happen now? That is caught for a touchdown. I don't believe it.
That's bad.
Four guys back there, they couldn't stop the play. I don't know who caught it. Oh, it's going to be Justin Davis. What a walk-off win for Ashland. Incomprehensible series of events for Grand Valley on the last two plays.
Wow, just very dry.
Man, what's going to happen now?
So I'm going to redeem broadcasters everywhere for that Tom Cleary call on a national broadcast, by the way. Carolina Panthers Christian McCaffrey obviously rushed for 176 yards, 2 scores, along with 61 receiving yards, another touchdown through the air. Well, in the first quarter, McCaffrey gave Carolina an early lead. You remember he hurdled a defender, flipped into the end zone for one of his touchdowns. Well, my favorite broadcasters have to be the Spanish broadcasters.
Oh, yes.
And this is their play-by-play call of that Christian McCaffrey touchdown.
El Galáctico, Cal Allen, el procedente de la Universidad de Houston, movimiento de Greg Olson de izquierda a derecha. Le entregan a McCaffrey, corre por fuera.
¡Touchdown!
¡Te vas a meter! ¡Te vas a meter! ¡Touchdown! 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 ¡Christian! ¡Touchdown! ¡McCaffrey! ¡Touchdown! ¡Touchdown! ¡Báilale! 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 ¡Confetis y serpentinas! ¡Con fuegos artificiales!
Let's go run through a wall now.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
That is so awesome, man.
Polar opposite of yesterday.
Those are always fun when you get to listen to that the Spanish call. It's so funny. But because I did only once, and it was in San Diego in the Spanish bar, and I was like, wow, that was pretty cool.
You listened to the game on the Spanish
broadcast? No. They showed a clip. They played a clip like that for
it was a Randy McMichael touchdown in Spanish?
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great.
That was so awesome.
You have to post that.
I don't know where it is. I can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, we can probably find it.
Randy McMiguel?
Probably.
Maybe.
I like that.
It could be possible.
I like that.
Do the Braves have a Spanish broadcast?
I don't know.
Because I would imagine.
I think everybody usually does.
Yeah.
Like a Ronald Acuna home run on the Spanish broadcast.
They play everything on Deportes, right?
I don't know. But I would love to find those.
Almost, like when
Ronald Acuna leads off the game today in the first inning with a 475-foot jack and does a bigger bat flip than the third Molina brother did at the end of Game 4, then I would love to hear the Spanish broadcast of that.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to hear any crap from the third Molina brother tonight either when Ronald Acuna celebrates his good moments.
I love it.
with that, another
that,
slash.
That Molina, that third Molina brother is the most hypocritical player in all of baseball.
It's annoying.
He's all mad at everybody else for not respecting the game, and then he's out there bat. No, I don't care. Bat flip all you want.
Okay, because you
but
sound
don't get mad at other people for doing it.
Oh, he can't get mad anymore.
Oh, don't get mad at anybody.
I know why he did it, because he was getting back at them, and he did the throat slash and everything. I just really want some static to happen today.
Me too.
And I'm talking about from the first pitch.
But you got to be really careful.
Yeah,
though.
You do. And Flaherty, I don't think Flaherty going. We got to worry about late in the game with
exactly.
What's the closest name? That
Carlos
little,
Martinez.
Him.
Is he the most annoying player on their
yes.
team?
Yes, he is.
He is.
Yes.
Yeah. He hasn't had a good Yachty, series, but he keeps on
dude,
talking.
Yachty's the dude.
Okay, you Yachty, know what? The third Molina brother.
Dude, the dude. Is, come on, man. Come on, now. He's that dude.
He's the third. There's three of them. There's Jose and Benji, and then there's the third one.
Well, the third one, he that dude.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's great.
He's all right.
He's great. He's great. Mm-hmm. But that's all right, because we're going to get after that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that. And I already got an offer to go get three rounds at, what's the name Ooh. Of this place?
You got three rounds paid for off the bat?
At Five Paces in Buckhead.
Oh, I know where that's at.
I got
at.
Your I, first three rounds,
man,
and they got
bartender.
Cheesecake.
I used to bartend there back in the day. That's a great spot.
I mean, that sounds like the place you're going. First three rounds and cheesecake?
First three rounds and cheesecake?
I mean, that's a leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I got to drive, though.
Oh, that's true. Uber.
Oh, there's an Uber.
Oh, Uber.
Duh, Randy.
Uber yeah.
Don't drive,
now.
Not if you're going to have three rounds or more,
well,
which there will be.
You know that.
There's going to be. I feel like this is going to be a good idea if the Falcons were to adopt this idea. It's the same idea that the Flyers have just made. It's called a dissembly room. So fans can pay to expel their rage by smashing a TV with a sledgehammer. So in the video, you can see other breakable items. It's not just the TV.
Yeah.
So you can essentially go in there and wreck stuff and get all your aggression and frustration out for the team. So according to ESPN, access to the Rage Room costs $35 for one person, worth it, or $60 for a group of two people. I really feel like this would be a great idea and better alternative than smashing your own TV.
Right. It's a brilliant idea.
It's a great idea.
We always see these videos of these idiots breaking their own stuff after games.
One more time.
Videos of these idiots breaking their own stuff after games. But I wonder, $35,
yeah.
You get a fresh TV every time?
I would imagine.
That's going to cost them a lot of money.
Or,
like,
you could smash the same TV over and over again.
I don't want to smash the same TV.
I want to smash a fresh TV.
I want to smash a fresh TV.
Well, then you better get there first in line.
It's unbelievable that these, like you said, idiots tear up their stuff over a game.
Have you ever?
No.
Nothing?
None.
You haven't thrown anything?
No.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, well, have I ever thrown anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've thrown things, but I never broke nothing.
You've never caused any damage to anything based on the outcome of a game?
No.
Really?
Never.
One time, when I was real young, I...
Oh, hold on. I broke my controller one time.
There you go.
Yeah,
not so bad.
Yeah, Angel put foots in me, too.
I've broken video game controllers before.
Yeah, she put foots all up
my brother stopped playing
you think I got money
video
out of,
games
you,
with me.
You think I got money to buy a new controller? Ooh, that was a rough one, boy.
Yeah.
I played that.
Sounds like the time is for you.
Because the computer was cheating. You remember that? That was always the favorite thing.
Well,
it's cheating.
Sometimes the computer would cheat.
It's cheating.
Like, sometimes Madden would decide, you're just not going to win this game.
It's cheating.
That's crap. I should have won.
Yeah. User error.
And then you have to break stuff. I like the Rage Room. Thank you, Wendy. All right, we'll come back.
Wendy.
We'll get to the most important audio in the world, including breaking down the Braves lineup, which is out. Adam Duvall is in. Matt Joyce on the bench today. We'll get to all that and more coming up next on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah, I ain't going without no liquor.
It's Dukes and Bell, and we're talking Braves with you as we get ready for Game 5 of the NLDS. We are broadcasting live from Murph's at Cobb Galleria. Come on out and see us. We'll talk plenty of Braves, of course, Falcons, and dogs. Come on out from 2 to 7.
Have you been diagnosed with sleep apnea and simply can't tolerate your CPAP machine? Did you know that Earl devices are an excellent alternative to a CPAP mask? Dr. Jeff Rogers of Sleep Better Georgia is board certified in the treatment of sleep apnea and a trusted provider of oral appliance therapy, an effective non-surgical alternative treatment to CPAP. Sleep Better Georgia works with most medical insurance plans and Medicare. As end of 2019 approaches, many patients have met or exceeded medical deductibles, and that means less out-of-pocket for you. If you have been diagnosed with sleep apnea and prescribed a CPAP which you are not wearing, call Sleep Better Georgia today. We can help. 678-269-6049. That's 678-269-6049. Or online at sleepbettergeorgia.com.
Hey, man. I'm Mike Bell here for ESOG. Now with ESOG, yeah, you know me. That's Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guys, if you've had problems with your base, your foundation, whether it's cracks in the wall, flooding in your basement, you need ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia, with engineers on the job. Dial 678-ESOG now. 678-ESOG now. Foundations don't repair themselves, and overtime can become a bigger problem. The good news is you'll get it fixed, and the ESOG team is the only foundation repair company in Atlanta with licensed pros and a warranty that transfers when you sell your house. Dial 678-ESOG now.
Hey, Atlanta. Malcolm Cunningham here to tell you how you can save during my pre-grand opening sale. Listen, the name you've known in Atlanta for the last 3 decades is now selling Chevys right here in Alpharetta. You've trusted me with your new and used car needs, your credit approvals, your leasing and financing, because you know, we make it easy. And now we're making it easy during our pre-grand opening sale at the all-new Malcolm Cunningham Chevrolet North Point on Mansell Road. All your favorites, like the toughest truck on the road, the new Silverado, Camaros, Equinox, and Malibus. Save big on over 300 new Chevys during our pre-grand opening sale. Buy with zero down, make no payments for 90 days, and get special pre-grand opening savings. Come see me at the all-new Malcolm Cunningham Chevrolet North Point on Mansell Road in Alpharetta, or shop MalcolmCunninghamChevrolet.com.
With approved credit, interest accrues from date of purchase.
Malcolm Cunningham, we make it easy.
Chevy, find new roads.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to start the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls.
Oh, my head!
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope, just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great, thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
At Northside Hospital, we're focused on providing a lifetime of strength. And today, with the Northside Hospital Orthopedic Institute, we're more equipped than ever to live up to that goal. With top experts in spine health, sports medicine, and joint and arthritis care, all backed by the power of the Northside Network, we're committed to keeping you going strong. Visit northside.com/orthopedic to learn more. Northside Hospital Orthopedic Institute, your source of strength. You've been ignoring that knee pain during your morning run. You have a lot of questions about that concussion from the soccer game. That shoulder pain you've been feeling playing tennis is now chronic. At Northside Sports Medicine, we know you don't have to be a pro to be an athlete, which is why we give you access to treatment, technology, and an elite team of sports medicine doctors dedicated to providing you with a lifetime of mobility. Call 1-855-NH-SPORT today so you can get back in the game. Northside Hospital Orthopedic Institute, your source of strength.
Football season is back, and that can also mean car accidents. With pre- and post-game traffic from your favorite teams, there's a lot more distracted people on the roads. If you're injured, call the Strong Arm, John Foy and Associates. The consultation is free. So tell us what happened and see if you have a case. They're available 24/7. Call John Foy and Associates, 404-400-4000 or johnfoy.com. Get it all. Make the call.
once this season's over, all the numbers are clear. You know, and it's all about winning ball games.
Shop on, Atlanta.
For a second year in a row, our Braves are in the playoffs.
Keep it here as we follow our Braves into the playoffs and beyond with our exclusive coverage. WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1, a radio.com sports station.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Wednesday. The day of Game 5, Braves-Cardinals tonight, 5:02. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to our lunchtime Falcons report. Dave Archer going to join us, as he always does, on Wednesdays at 12:20. Talk to Arch about what went down against the Texans and what they can do to try to fix this thing, if at all possible, coming up in about 20 minutes. And then three damn good dog questions. And you know what? For once, there actually are three damn good dogs questions written on the page.
Way to go, Brian.
With Brian Gebhardt.
Way to follow the rules.
Coming up at 12:40. As we always do to kick off the noon hour, we start things with the most important audio in the world, the Braxton Big Clip of the Day, brought to you by Braxton Automotive, after warranty luxury auto repair.
I can't think to a man that anybody's going to not be ready to go and be available tomorrow. I think it's definitely an all hands on deck, and guys are going to be excited and anxious and ready to go.
That's Brian Snitker talking about the game tonight, saying everybody's available to play. That's all 25 guys.
Yep.
We know the 9 guys that are starting, though, and here they are. No surprise in the top 4. Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman, Josh Donaldson, as it's been all season long. Nick Mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.